You're listening to agentdrivendevelopment.com.
I've had this conversation 5 times in the last 2 months. The titles change. VP of Engineering, CTO, Senior Director of Platform, the companies change. Financial services, healthcare, logistics, insurance, the team sizes change. 80 engineers, 400, 2,000. The conversation is always the same. I ask about their goals, their constraints, where they are right now. The answer is some version of, we did an all hands, overview of the tools, where to find the docs. We told people to experiment. Sometimes it's a Friday afternoon lunch and learn. Sometimes it's a 4-part webinar series. Sometimes it's a Slack channel with links to articles nobody reads. I ask what happened after. Some people tried it, most didn't. The ones who tried ran into code review policies, security friction, or architecture approval and stopped. The early adopters kept going because they already knew how to navigate around the process. Everyone else went back to the way things were. So I ask, can we do a 2-hour session where your teams see what modern software development actually looks like in 2026, powered by agents? What it looks like when engineers pair with AI agents to ship production code? How the workflow changes, how code review changes, how testing changes? What governance has to look like when your team is producing code at 3 times the velocity your approval chain was designed for? The response almost every time, we're super busy. What can you do in 30 minutes? Pause. 1.0 is that answer tells me everything I need to know about an organization's readiness. The session isn't the product. It's not the strategy. It's a test. I'm not asking you to solve your AI adoption problem in 2 hours. I'm asking whether your organization can carve out 2 hours to see what modern development looks like and have an honest conversation about what needs to change. That's the lowest possible bar. If you can't clear it, we're having a different conversation entirely. Organizations that can't find 2 hours are telling me that the calendar is more important than the strategy. That existing commitments, most of which exist to maintain the current operating model, take absolute priority over the work required to change it. That's an honest answer, but it's not one that leads anywhere productive. Pause 0.5 seconds. Here's what awareness doesn't buy you. Workshops, webinars, lunch and learns, Slack channels. All of it buys you awareness. People now know the tools exist. They have a vague sense that things are changing, but awareness is not adoption, and no amount of it closes the gap on the things that actually matter. It doesn't close the governance gap. Your code review process was designed for humans writing code at human speed. When your engineers start producing code 3 times faster, the bottleneck moves to review, architecture approval, and your change advisory board. If you don't know what real governance looks like, not a 47-page policy document, but enforceable operating rules, those bottlenecks will multiply faster than your teams can ship. It doesn't uplift capability. Real uplift means changing what people do on Monday morning. It means telling your senior engineers that the way they learn to build software has fundamentally changed and giving them a supported path forward. It means building an AI-native engineering team, not handing AI tools to the team you already have. It doesn't force the hard decisions, which teams get restructured, how compensation changes when an AI-native engineer delivers in weeks what used to take quarters, whether you build a parallel organization or try to transform in place. These are executive decisions with organizational consequences. They require time to think, time to debate, and the willingness to commit. Pause 1.0s. Now here's the part about cost, because the math works against you. If you don't have 2 hours to identify the structural barriers to AI adoption, you will have dozens of hours for the consequences of not identifying them. Hours of meetings about why the pilot failed. Hours of steering committee discussions about which tool to pick. It doesn't matter. The tool is a commodity. Hours of one-on-ones with frustrated engineers who hit a wall of process friction that nobody gave them permission to change. You will find the time. The question is whether you spend it up front, when it can shape the outcome, or after the fact, when it becomes damage control. Sigh. I've watched this pattern for 20 years. Agile, DevOps, Cloud, the organizations that carved out time at the beginning to do the hard thinking, outperformed the ones that tried to squeeze transformation into the margins of an already full calendar. Every single time. Pause 0.5s. So what happens after? People leave the session with a shared picture of what agent-driven development looks like right now, where the bottlenecks will move, and a short list of governance decisions that need to be made in the next 30 days. But the 2 hours is the beginning, not the end. Nathan is the clearest example I can point to. He was planning to hire 10 engineers. Instead, he committed to changing the operating model. 2 engineers using agent-driven development outproduced the 10 he was planning to hire. Not because the tools were magic, because the governance changed, the roles changed, and the way work flowed through the system changed, the results followed. The organizations I work with that produce real outcomes share a pattern. They treat the kickoff as a diagnostic, not a deliverable. They redesign their governance model within the first 30 days. They start measuring what actually matters, cycle time compression, defect escape rate, revenue per engineer, not utilization dashboards. They build the parallel organization rather than trying to transform the existing one in place. None of that starts in a workshop. All of it starts with the willingness to block 2 hours and have the conversation. Pause 1.0s. The conversation usually ends the same way. Can I send them some materials instead? A deck, a recording, something their team can watch on their own time. That's not how this works. The reason the session produces results isn't the content. It's the commitment. Leadership sitting in the room saying, "This matters enough to block my calendar." You can't delegate that to a recording. Some of them find the 2 hours. Some don't. The ones who don't will spend the next 12 months running experiments that fail for the same structural reasons, one after another, until someone asks why the AI initiative hasn't produced results. The hard decisions are still waiting. The governance model still needs to change. The roles still need to evolve. The capability gap is widening every quarter you defer. Pauseboard 50s, this is Norman from Agent Driven Development.
You've been listening to agentdrivendevelopment.com.